Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We put together a pretty good show for you today. It's revolving around how Trump said one thing and it turned out to be true. And I know we're not finished because I want to make it into a video. It's pretty amazing. And I'll walk you back to a few things. Remember, one of the first things Trump said when he was running for president in 2016, he talked about the border and the bad guys coming over. And how he was going to fix the problem. And he did. And here's what I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you what Trump said and what eventually happened. And I'm telling you, as we were putting this together as a production, I was thinking to myself, this is utterly amazing. So expect to see more. And what's funny is I love that we live in this information age where you can show the differences between what gets said and what gets done. You can go back and reflect on what the Democrats did and the lies they told. It's all in plain view. And here's the big question. Why isn't anybody doing anything about it? That's the question for me. So welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Before I begin this, though, I want to talk about the fear that people have on the right and how it gets manifested in everyday life. The other day, we were going to go somewhere, and it was going to be a little cool on the inside, and I was looking for a beanie to put on my head, and the only one we had was a Trump beanie. And you have to think about, should I wear this beanie lest they spit in my food or do something else? You've got to be concerned about what, I mean, if you were going to put on an Obama beanie, I mean, other than the fact that people would know you're an idiot, or a Biden beanie, but nobody would do anything to you. You wouldn't worry about getting beat up. But and I don't worry about getting beat up either, but I'm just saying, the average person, if you put on some Trump paraphernalia, you better be in solid red Trump country, because you have to think about it. Now, I'm going to use what's happening to me. So I was up for a board spot. Publicly traded company. And my politics was a major discussion in the consideration for this spot. Company is a tech company in a sector. I'm not going to say what. And I'll just put it this way. I am an expert on multiple fronts for this type of company. I'm one of the most perfect fits as a board member. Number one, I have the pedigree in terms of my background in education. I have the pedigree in application of my education. And I have the pedigree from business perspective. You literally could not pick a better person. I'm talking about on paper. There are smarter people and all that. But I'm telling you, I know this product well. I'm technologically savvy, and I keep my finger on the pulse. I'm very observant, and what I don't know, I'm a fast learner. And the opportunity arose from a dinner with a man I'd never met. It was his godson, whom I had met on an airplane, who said, "Hey, you want to meet my godfather?" "Sure." So Melissa and I go meet this particular gentleman. I don't even know what he does. We're sitting around, we're talking. You know, he asked me what I did, and, you know, blah, 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 how I met his godson. Finally, we get around and say, "Well, what do you do?" He tells me what he does, and my mind goes into management consulting, and I went, "Wow, interesting sector." And I started going into the mode I would if he were a client. But after about 5 minutes, 7 minutes, he looks at me, and he's like, "You ought to be on our board." And I caught myself, you know, getting lost in thought about this. And it reminded me of the scene from Limitless, if you saw that movie, where the guy takes the pill and he becomes a savant in business. And he's in the limo with De Niro's character. And he's just going on about it. De Niro says, what can you tell me about this? And he gives him something to look at, and he says, oh, my, wow, you know, this would be a heck of a merger. And he just starts going off on the blah, 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 blah. And De Niro's character looks at him like you're a corp, like he was a corporate spy. He literally just handed it to him, and the guy could dissect it. That's the way I was in business. I could look at it and figure it out and go, here's a great strategy. And I don't know why. It's a God-given talent. So the guy was impressed, and he said to me, I thought he was joking, but he goes, wow, he goes, you need to be on my board. And I just went, whatever. And he goes, wow, no, you're very insightful. Fast forward a month, and he called me and says, I was serious. I hadn't met anybody that knows that much. I just literally give you a few sentences, and you're a... And so we began the process. And over a period of a year, the vetting began over what is the biggest shoe-in of a drop. If you're telling me board members are they're checked out, some of them are going to age out. They're, you know, they're a little old. A few have the potential of dying. They're not contributing. They aren't following the tech. And I could go on. We need people to do, you know, to come in and actually energize the board. And I spoke with all the board members. I'm just telling you what the process is. I spoke with all the board members, and the biggest concern was, well, Kevin, your politics. And I'm like, what do my politics have to do with running a company? My politics have never been involved in running a company outside of guiding people on here's what the political, you know, I mean, to be blunt, you need somebody who understands the politics of what you're doing. How woke are you going to become, Target, Starbucks, Bud Light, or are you going to focus on your product? So here's where I'm going with this. I'm this close to not being on the board because they're like, well, you know, well, people are complaining that you're a conservative and you're the, and I went, are they complaining that I have technical degrees and the background, the management consulting background that can put this little company on steroids? Are they complaining about that? Are they complaining about my marketing ability and what I know about how to take you out of the, you know, from where you're not even on a search engine to where people know you as a household name? Are they complaining about any of that? Nope, just your politics. So what it got me, it struck me as, if you want to be on a board, you better be a leftist. Nobody complains about the leftists, but they complain about us. You know what I'm sick of, folks? I'm sick of being treated like a second-class citizen because of my politics. Are you? Do you want that for your children? Oh, well, we'd love to have you on, but you're a conservative, or your parents voted for Trump, or we don't like this or that. We better get sick of this, and we better start doing something about it and being vocal. I'll go more into it another time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was just talking about being considered for a board. And the title of this segment, I would call it Running Scared. Not me. But I was thinking about all the great conservatives, great thinkers. You wonder why corporate America has become leftist. It's because they won't even let us into the upper echelons to consider. Let me put it a different way. You can't get on a board to tell somebody, why are we implementing this stupid woke policy? I'll give you a good example. There's a sock company, I think it's called Bombas. And I know them, and this is going to seem antithetical because we're talking about them. But they say, for every sock that we manufacture, we give a pair to the poor. Okay, great idea. I don't have a problem with that. if that's why you started. I was so poor, I didn't have socks. And I grew up and I wanted to start a company and make sure that every kid had socks. Okay, that's your corporate philosophy, fine. But just tell your customer, you're paying double for socks. Because every sock that we give you, that you buy, we're giving to somebody else. So you're paying double. Isn't that the case? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm tired of conservatives running scared on everything. And here's what we run scared on. We run scared when we're right. We are right about practically everything. No kid should be subjected to transsexual reading hour. No second grader, no fifth grader. You want to talk about transsexual nonsense? Wait until these kids are 18. It's like cigarettes. You know, explore sexuality then. Until that, you talk about it from a physiological point of view. Here's what boys have. Here's what girls have. Here's what some people can have that, you know, when they're hermaphrodites. Okay, I get it. But that's it. The physiology. There are boys and girls, and then there are things that make the human body like a freak. Have you ever seen a two-headed toad or a two-headed snake? There's things like that. You've seen conjoined twins, chimeras, etc. Explain it from a physiological point of view and keep your ideology out of it. That's what we should be focused on. And teaching these kids how to critically think in every situation. You know one of the games we play at my house? It seems weird, but and I'll tell you, I'm amazed at how bad I am at it. You know when you put the card on your head and let's say you're a shovel. And somebody says, you know, they've got one on their head and you've got one on your head. And you say, is it a person? No. Is it an inanimate object? Yes. Does it have a purpose? Yeah. You know, I'm amazed at how I think of myself as a great thinker. I suck at that game. I'm telling you right now. I don't know what it is. My mind can go into 50 different places, and it takes way too many times. But my youngest son is pretty good at it. He can get it generally within about 6 questions. And I marvel at him because I'm glad he can think this way. And we play it because I keep telling myself, Kevin, something's missing in your brain that you can't narrow it down faster. Play 20 questions like that and see what happens. It's more difficult than it looks. So we've got to learn how to think, and we're not. And we are, more importantly, I believe in the bigger picture, we are amazing at concepts and what needs to work and how things work in the world I'm talking about. So we say, Let's hold off on. We're not afraid of teaching kids about transgenderism. Let's just hold off on it. Let's wait. How about we say 16, good age? And some might argue 14, okay, whatever. But certainly not in first through fifth grade, right? And how about we not glorify something? We just say it does happen. Don't treat these people any differently, but it's not the norm. Now, we could apply that to blacks. You could say, Kevin, well, black is not the norm. I'm going to use this as an example, and don't get misguided here. I understand this is apple and oranges, but let's apply that. Let's say that transgenderism, I apply to the black condition. In Scandinavia, there's not as many blacks. They would look at me as different. I'm not the norm, but I could get through it. In Africa, Scandinavians are different. White folks get looked at very hard in Africa. They used to. And it's because they don't see them very often. So it's not the norm. But a white person would do fine in Africa, and many have, and continue to do that. You can work through your differences, but you know what you don't have to do? You don't have to legislate it. We figure it out. The problem we have right now, though, is nobody wants to let your ideas get to the surface. And I know I'm shifting back here because I want to go back to this topic. We are being aced out and considered not normal. The left ostracize us because we dare have good ideas that go against the grain. And they are winning it out because in things like this, board positions, academia, Who wants to go try to get a PhD now from a school when you know you got to play woke? How do you rise through the ranks at a company? You got to act like you're woke. When did this become the norm? What happened to meritocracy and earning it and saying to a company, look, Bud Light, we don't need to do this. Who just took on Dylan McDermott? This movie. This stupid movie about a girl coming of age, and it flopped. So they brought in Dylan McDermott to save it. And this is about a girl getting her period, a young girl coming of age. And who do they use? A dude who is never going to have that experience. That's who they choose. You know who did it? Somebody who thinks like a leftist. It was a leftist. So we've got many, many important things to address. And you know who's addressing them? People that cannot think. People that believe that you're a dangerous person because you dare want to protect a baby. But they're not dangerous when they want to release death row people onto the streets. Murderers, rapists, onto the streets. But you're dangerous. You're the dangerous one. You Trump supporters. There's a story out there, a video, you can watch it. It's all the things that the New York Times reporters said they wish they hadn't said. You want to know what one of them was? I wish I hadn't told Trump supporters that if you support Trump, you're just as bad as Trump. He was upset that he attacked us as Trump supporters. Because what he found out when he went out and started talking to regular folks like us, we're pretty good people. In fact, we're the best people in the country. We make up the creme de la creme, and not just of America, of the world. And these people act like we're pariahs. When we come back, I want to get into the things that they did to Trump. It's going to blow your mind what we show you, how Trump said something and how well it worked out. I want you to think about it as you hear these clips, and we'll discuss it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update.
Chairman, these individuals
The first few minutes of a House oversight panel hearing today in which three FBI whistleblowers are saying the FBI unfairly targeted conservatives.
To be blunt, the leadership of the FBI and the DOJ are corrupt.
That's Wyoming Republican Harriet Hageman. Democrats on the panel say Republicans just want to disable and eventually dismantle the FBI. The Supreme Court says Twitter's hosting of terror-related content does not make it liable for aiding terrorist attacks. The ruling could have a major effect on claims by critics that social media platforms should be held accountable. Number of us filing for unemployment checks down this week by about 20,000 from last week. The Wall Street Journal reports ESPN is working on a standalone streaming service for all of its channels, bypassing cable, satellite, and the streaming services. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We have to have strong borders. We have to keep the drugs out of our country. We are, right now, we're getting the drugs, they're getting the cash. We need strong borders. We need absolute, we cannot give amnesty. Now, I want to build the wall. We need the wall. The Border Patrol, ICE, they all want the wall. We stop the drugs. We shore up the border. One of my first acts will be to get all of the drug lords, all of the bad ones. We have some bad, bad people in this country that have to go out. We're going to get them out. We're going to secure the border. And once the border is secured, at a later date, we'll make a determination as to the rest. But we have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
That little clip right there was one of the first things Trump said, and it lit a firestorm. And they called Trump a xenophobe. They said he didn't like Mexicans. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I will ask you, what did he say and what did he do? Donald Trump started building a wall. We've had a partial wall on the border for a long time. So I'll ask you this question. I want to talk to you practically right now. Why would you not, if you've got a fence around your house and you find out that the dog is getting out through certain areas, would you repair the fence? Or maybe coyotes were getting into your fence and it was potential for them to kill your little pet, you know, bungalow rabbit or whatever. Would you fix it? Of course you would. Unless you can't afford it, and you put a fence up, you put the fence up for a reason. You want to keep something out or you want to keep something in. So America has had partial fence all around this country for a long time. And Donald Trump says, you know what? If we repair that fence and if we fix it in critical areas, we will do a better job of protecting her. How dare he? He's a xenophobe. And when he talked about the bad hombres, we got some bad hombres. He talked about human traffickers, drug dealers. What was Trump saying that anybody else hadn't said? I'm going to give you the quick answer. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. All that mattered was who said it. Now, I don't know about you. But I'm not telling you we're going to fix this today, but here's how you can do your part to fix it. Stop allowing it. Stop allowing people to talk about something that you happen to be pro for and you just let it go. How many conversations have you had where somebody goes, well, I just don't like Trump, and you just go, what? I mean, well, he's, I don't know that he's that bad. You like him? Huh? And then you back down. Oh, my God. You don't want me at your party if you say something like that. If you talk about the Republicans and certain things that they've done right, I will come to their defense like a Tasmanian devil on crank. Are you kidding me? You're not going to win any battles with me. And right now, let me tell you what happens to me. Every time I come on, I do my show, other shows, and I say anything positive Trump, you know what people will do? Oh, but Kevin, you're a Trump zealot. And I go, I'm really not, but in this particular instance, happy to be one. Now, what are you a zealot for? You a Biden zealot? Because if you're telling me, oh, well, Kevin, you know, Trump did, I already know what Trump did bad. I will tell you right now, I don't agree with everything he said. I've said it 1,000 times. But what I agree with 1,000%. Now, what do you agree with? I tell you what, why don't you tell me what you disagree with him on? If we agree on that, we can come to some common ground. But I'll tell you this, I bet you I can name 5 things you agree with him on. And who do you agree with? Are you a Biden? Are you a Biden supporter? You see, I'm going to flip it back on you, boy. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. One issue, the very first thing out of the gate, and they started trying to destroy Trump. It's funny. Do this. Go Google Trump on immigration, Trump on China, and you will find the things that they applauded Barack Obama for, they absolutely try to tear Trump down on. It's so easy to spot. It's crazy how easy it is to spot. Then Google Trump on China. Get that Leslie Stahl clip ready. So we've got this 60 Minutes clip. Here's Trump explaining that they spied on his campaign. He's on 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl, and I'll let you hear it. And you tell me who was right and who was wrong.
So, the biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign.
There's no real evidence of that.
Of course there is.
No.
It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
No, you won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
it's been totally
that.
Verified.
No.
It's been, just go down and get the papers. They spied on my campaign. They got caught.
No.
And then they went much further than that, and they got caught. And you will see that, Leslie. And you know that, but you just don't want to put it on the air.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't know that.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Who was right and who was wrong? Admiral Rogers told Trump they're spying on you. They figured it out. But as Trump indicated, not only were they spying on me, they did it far worse. I give you where we are today. Do you really want... How many clips can you walk through? I could do an entire show showing you all the things that these people said about Donald Trump, the lies they told, and then show you where we are today. Here's one. You guys have that? So we have this Pelosi clip from 5 years ago. Here's Pelosi.
This week we saw cold, hard evidence of the Trump campaign, indeed the Trump family, eagerly intending to collude possibly with Russia, a hostile foreign power, to influence American elections. In the month, again, as we celebrate the courage of our founders, Republicans in Congress have become enablers of the Trump-Russia assault on our democracy. After these latest revelations, it's becoming clear we have suffered a desecration of our democracy not seen since Watergate. Speaker Ryan must allow a vote on an outside independent commission to get to the bottom of the Trump campaign's role in Russia's assault on our democracy and prevent Putin from ever doing it again. Immediately. Outside independent commission. It's not just about what happened in the past. It's to prevent it from happening again.
Good evening. It's the investigation that has dominated American politics for almost 2 years. Today, the full report into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 US presidential election has finally been released. The investigation was carried out by a former FBI director, Special Counsel Robert Mueller. His two questions: did President Trump collude with the Russian government, and did the president try to obstruct subsequent investigations into the affair? On conspiring with Russia, the answer was no. President Trump was clear of that. But on the question of obstruction, the report did not reach a conclusion.
Yeah, because the obvious answer is no. How could you get to part two if part one wasn't even there? He did not conspire with Russia. Okay, so it was inconclusive of whether or not he obstructed. What would he have been obstructing? That he didn't do anything? How could you obstruct? Let me tell you what the Democrats' definition of obstruction is. They accuse you of something and you defend yourself. How dare you obstruct their narrative of you being the whatever they tell you you are? How dare you obstruct the narrative of them, you being a racist, you being a xenophobe, a homophobe, a misogynist, a host of other things? How dare you defend yourself? Remember what Pelosi said? He could go to court where he could prove his innocence. Unbelievable. And what's interesting is, again, I keep looking for our fighters. Where are the Republicans? I'm talking about making a difference. The Democrats, well, I can play you mashup after mashup after mashup of the Democrats going after Donald Trump in a collective, cohesive effort. Where's ours? It doesn't seem like we put together any talking points to say, you know what, when it's time to get the truth out, let's get it out there. Let's get speed to market. How fast can we get a message out to our people to counter whatever the left is saying? Everything that we do in my organization is to figure out how can we be more creative than the left and how can we get it out there faster. I used to have a thing on my desk years ago when I was an engineer, and it said, am I being more productive as an engineer? Am I being more productive than my counterpart in Japan? This is when the Japanese were designing everything. Sony TVs, Mitsubishi, I mean, everything had a Japanese name. Now it's the Koreans. I have a Korean sign. Am I being more, better than my Korean counterpart? But I had that on my thing, and it was meant to keep me motivated on what could I do to design it better, faster, and speed to market. It got to the point where Compaq used to do a computer once every year and a half, maybe to 2 years. They started designing computers once every 6 months. It was a new design. They had to keep up. Intel, their chips used to come out once a year at the best. They had to keep up. Everybody had to innovate. So does our movement.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Trump, Putin, Russian collusion.
Trump, Russian sort of collusion.
Trump, Russian possible collusion.
Trump, Russian metal collusion.
Trump, Russia possible collusion.
Trump, Russian deadly collusion.
Trump, Russia possible collusion.
Trump, Russian possible collusion.
Trump, Russian bot collusion.
Trump, Russia, Russian collusion.
Trump, Russia possible collusion.
Russian hacks.
here comes a big change. Because all of a sudden, Trump, Russian possible collusion,
Russia possible collusion, prove collusion.
Was there collusion?
Absolutely.
Russia possible collusion, Trump, Russia potential collusion.
And the Kremlin and be in collusion with Putin.
Put that together. I wish you could see the video because it's so many different people saying all the same things. Trump, Russia, possible collusion, and he's showing you. Here are all the talking heads saying identically the same thing, and what did they do? They set a fake narrative that took years, by the way, that was done 5 years ago, that years to disprove. Because the media said this is what we've been told to report. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I want to play this next one. Again, we're going to highlight everything Trump gets right. It gets overlooked. And I don't care whether you're a never-Trumper. In fact, my attitude is this. If you have softened on Trump, I'm okay with that. You know, that's a product of human nature. You say, I just don't want to hear anything right now. There are people that have softened on politics over the last year or two. But for you to have disdain for Trump, for you to say, I just don't want whatever, you're either not paying attention and you're being sucked in by the media, or I'm sad to tell you, you're just stupid. Trump, outside of Wu Flu, did an amazing job, and we'll cover that a little bit as well today. But I'm not happy with Operation Warp Speed, and you guys know that. But on most of the other things this guy did, he was masterful. Here he is talking about going into Russia going into Ukraine. And I should say the hoopla surrounding it, because it's a CNN clip, and then Trump finally comes in and says, here's what I said. And you be the judge of what happened.
In case you missed it, I just want you to hear this. This is the original statement he made on ABC.
I have my own ideas. He's not going into Ukraine, okay? Just so you understand. He's not going to go into Ukraine. All right, you can mark it down, you can put it down, you can take it anywhere.
He's already
you want.
There, isn't he?
Okay. Well, he's there in a certain way, but I'm not there. You have Obama there.
So his critics saying that answer is just more evidence that Trump doesn't have a proper handle on foreign policy. Trump trying to clarify his position.
I gave a very good answer over the weekend to one of the shows on Russia going into the Ukraine. I said very simply, they're not going to do it on my watch, essentially. I said, Russia will not go into the Ukraine. Now, I said that. And the next day, the story comes out, and we really let it roll a little bit. Actually, I think it was USA Today. A couple of them covered it accurately, what I said. But a couple of papers said, Donald Trump doesn't realize that the Crimea was already taken. I know it exact 2 years ago, approximately. Okay, approximately. It was taken during Obama's watch. So when I said, believe me, Russia's not going into Ukraine. All right? They're not going into Ukraine. The person said, but they're already in Ukraine. I said, yeah, well, that was 2 years ago. That's, you want to go back? You want to have World War III to get it back? That was during Obama's watch.
Now, I will say this about that particular subject. Trump was ambiguous. He should have said, when Stephanopoulos said, well, they're already in there, he should have said, Ukraine if you're talking about Crimea, that's done. And it's an area that is very different geographic in terms of who owned it. Russia has never ceded. When they were the Soviet Union, that was Russia's strategic military operation. It was never given away to any other country. And that's why they took it. Because they're like, this is our, it's a port. I don't know if you guys know much about it, but look at it on the map. You'll understand it. And but he could have clarified it and said, you're not talking about the major part of Ukraine. Crimea is called Crimea for a reason. It wasn't part of Ukraine. And if he clarified that, would have been fine, but he didn't. But you can read between the lines, and that is what he was saying. So I'm not going to be mad at him for saying it looks like he doesn't know what he's talking about, but he did. But here's what I want to say. He was making the bigger point. On my watch, Russia will not dare expand any type of territorial initiatives, whether it's Ukraine or anywhere else, Poland, on my watch. It's not going to happen. Now, I'll give you this. Whether you like this answer, which sucked, I'll give you that. A terrible answer. He could have been more clear. And even when he clarified it, he wasn't very clear. Because his brain doesn't work like ours. But what are the results? Did Russia go into Ukraine? No. They wouldn't dare. What happened after Trump left? Russia waited and said, wait till they get a feckless imbecile running the country and we'll go in. And they did. Now, I'm not even going to blame Biden completely. Biden made a stupid comment. Well, if they just go in to do what they do, that wasn't clarified by the media. Because what Biden was saying is there are areas of Ukraine. I believe it's the Donbass region. But that area has always considered itself Russian. And in fact, there was a civil war raging inside of Ukraine because the Ukrainian army was attacking these people that felt they were Russians. And Putin went not once, folks, but twice to the UN and said, look, there's a group inside of Crimea, I'm sorry, inside of Ukraine, that consider themselves Russians. They don't even want Ukrainian citizenship. They have their Russian passports. They don't think of themselves as Ukrainians. They want to be part of Russia. They've been reaching out to us. Ukraine is beating them up. We're offering some protection, but we can't officially do that unless you guys do allow us to. They went the diplomatic way, and they were turned down. Now, I talked about this, you know, I don't know, a year ago, and explained it maybe a little bit better. It was fresher on my mind, but I talked to a former member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to get my information. And at the end of the day, I'm telling you, this is where we ended up. With this, I'm giving you what was really going on. So when Putin said, okay, UN's not responding, the Russian citizens over there, the people that want to be part of Russia said, look, they're coming over here with their military, they're kicking our butts, we're going to get, Putin said, fine. I'm going in. And Biden knew that. Biden said, you know, if he limits it to what, you know, just kind of protecting those citizens, that's what he was alluding to. And Biden was technically right because he said, I know, hard to believe, but he was technically right because he was saying, look, Russia's been talking about this. The diplomatic, they went the diplomatic route and were ignored. But you know what they wanted to do? They wanted Putin to look like he was an aggressor because the bigger strategy was we need an enemy. We don't have Trump to kick around now that we're in a coup. We've had the coup, effective coup. Now we need another bad guy. Let's make Putin a bad guy. So he goes in. They say, we can help extend the war, which continues to make Putin a bad guy. Maybe we'll figure out how to make Biden a good. I'm just giving you an idea, folks, of how strategy gets set in the Democratic Party. The party of lynching of Negroes. When they want a bad guy, they'll make him a bad guy. And then we got told Putin is killing innocent people. He's bombing hospitals. Oh, by the way, Putin is supposed to have died twice now. And where do you see him? He's out riding horses shirtless. These people are disingenuous liars. That's what the Democrats are. And Trump has warned us about them and warned us about what they're trying to do multiple times. Heed the warning.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.